Hello and welcome back to Social, the Power of Relationships podcast. I am Josh.
I'm Jason.
Today we're going to be talking about chapter 3 in the book, Social, the Power of Relationships. The chapter is entitled Values and Expectations.
That's right. My favorite quote in the book, it's from a gentleman by the name of Jordan Harbinger. He said, it's about values, it's about happiness, it's about living a life of meaning and dedication, it's about surrounding yourself with people who elevate and inspire you. And he's talking about being social and how you connect with people. And I found this quote on Jordan's blog, theartofcharm.com, or the Art of Charm blog as well.
That's a very great, very good quote. So when we talk about values and expectations, what does that mean to you? What's the approach that you're taking? What do you want your readers to learn about values and expectations and how they can influence and impact their lives and those around them?
Values are the core thoughts that we have, the positive core thoughts. They are the things that happen in our life that bring us joy.
Okay.
So for example, I love warm showers. And to start my day, I like to take a shower. And that shower, the idea of taking a shower, stepping into the shower, feeling the warm water, just kind of like brightens up my mood. And it's because I have placed a value in my mind towards having a warm shower.
So in this context, values are the things that we value.
Yes.
They're the things that we find a positive value in.
Exactly. Exactly. They're the things that trigger positive emotions in us.
Okay.
And because they trigger a positive effect to us, we have somehow placed a value on it. We have somehow accepted and have decided, I'm going to feel good when I think, feel, or see this thing.
I'm kind of an efficiency nut. I live my life with the viewpoint of what's the most efficient thing for me to do or the most efficient way for me to live. So I look at the cost of everything that I do, not just like money, but like I like to call all of my experiences, I judge whether they are positive value experiences or negative value experiences. And so it's just interesting that I kind of had that same type of mindset before ever reading this book. But it's like I'll measure an experience and I'll say, what does it cost me? And then what do I get out of it? And if the benefits don't outweigh the cost for me, whether that be money or time or energy or thoughts or stress or whatever it costs me to have that experience, if the benefits don't outweigh that, then I consider it a negative value experience and I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Right. Yeah. That's a great way of looking at it.
So what about expectations and how do those two things interrelate?
Now, expectations is almost the opposite. I wouldn't say it's quite, but just because it's just a different way our brain processes information. And so an expectation is something that we have placed in our future of, this is what I want to happen, and I expect it to happen. Like turning on and off a light switch. You go over and you touch the light switch expecting to make a difference in the light of the room.
Right.
And you're expecting that to happen, and because you're expecting it to happen, you turn it on and life goes on, right? You don't even think about it. It doesn't evoke any type of emotion. It doesn't do anything unless it is broken.
Right.
And when you have a broken expectation, that's when it starts triggering negative emotions. And that's where you start losing your sense of happiness throughout the day.
So what we expect to experience or receive from an experience is largely going to determine whether we value that experience. Well, I think what we do experience from that experience determines our value, but what we expect to experience influences whether or not we value that experience. Is that accurate?
You're getting there. Yeah, that's about right. They're two separate things because you can have a value and an expectation completely. Like someone who turns on the light switch doesn't have a value to it unless having the light go on brings them a sense of peace and joy. And okay. like it evokes a strong positive emotion of going over there and touching the light switch and making that difference in the room, whether it's on or off. And most people don't have a positive emotion turning on and off a switch.
Yeah, it's become pretty mundane.
It's become mundane. Yeah. It's become expected.
Yeah.
But when it's a broken expectation, where you go over there, you turn it on and it doesn't turn on, or you flip the switch, it doesn't turn on, or say you come home to a pile of dirty dishes, or your alarm goes off too late or too soon.
Okay.
And these are all different things that we expect to happen differently, and now it's been broken.
And then we have a negative experience, or negative emotion.
That's right.
Which creates a negative value experience, I guess.
That's right. That's right. So you have... Now, the reason why we talk about this and how to be social and being social is because it's all about controlling your thoughts.
Okay.
And these values and expectations are the thoughts behind our thoughts.
Okay.
They're the things that we set up and don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
We set them once and then forget about them most of the time.
Right.
And that's the great part about them, because then as long as you're aware of that's what you're doing, you can control them. But the trick is catching your emotions and logging that. So anytime you feel a positive, you want to stop and go, what was my value? What do I value in this experience? What just happened?
Right.
Or if you start to feel a negative, and then you're like, what broke?
Uh-huh. Right?
What expectation had been broken?
Right.
Looking around and trying to figure out what it was. Was it a relationship? Was it just because you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's where it all starts.
So... In managing our expectations, does that change our experience? Is that what we're aiming to do here, is learn how to manage our expectations differently than we normally do?
That's right.
Does that create a different experience for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And if you can, when you manage your expectations and set more values with your life, then you start to control how you feel. And when you can control how you feel, that's the first thing you give in a relationship. Is the mood that you're in when you're walking into a room or standing next to someone, because they can sense how you feel.
Right.
Like whether either through your body language or the tone of your voice, they can always tell one way or another. And that's happening. And that gift you're giving them, that emotion that you're passing on to them, is because of the values and the expectations you've set.
So what's a healthy viewpoint as it pertains to relationships and being social? What is a pretty healthy generalized expectation from those relationships that we can develop in our own minds to then help us to have deeper and better experiences with the relationships around us?
If I understand your question...
It was a little wordy, wasn't it?
It was a bit wordy. Yeah. It was, if I understand it right, is what should I expect from the relationships in my life?
Yeah. Is there a kind of a generalized, like, this is what you should expect from every relationship? Because there's always going to be specific differences in every relationship, I think.
But true.
Kind of give me an overview of how to have a more healthy expectation to then be able to have more positive value experiences in your relationships.
The best thing I can say about that is to try to let go of all your expectations.
So have no expectations.
Have no expectations.
Interesting, okay.
Unless you have verbally agreed on something.
Okay.
You don't want to have expectations coming into any type of relationship.
Interesting.
Because you want to, those expectations cloud us from really understanding a person and knowing where they're coming from and what they value and what they want to do with their life. And if we've set an expectation of the, say, I want someone to talk more, and so that's, they go into a room and they're looking for someone who talks, and they stand next to someone who is really shy,
right?
That person's now broken their expectation, and they've now find no interest in this person.
So they kind of blame the person for their broken expectation.
Exactly.
Which they never agreed to in the first place.
Exactly. In fact, that reminds me, I've had that happen before where I come into, say, I move into a new area, and I'm a fairly religious person,
mm-hmm.
and In fact, we're, I guess both of us are.
Yes.
And I go into this new church, and I expect someone to come and say hi to me.
Uh-huh.
But no one does.
Right.
And now my expectation has been broken.
Right.
I feel frustrated that no one here is friendly.
Right.
And no one here appreciates me.
Mm.
You know, and all these things have been, all these thoughts occur in my mind because I had set an expectation that someone was going to eventually talk to me.
Right.
And if I could let go of that expectation and just find a value in striking up a conversation with a stranger, then the whole dynamic changes.
So finding a value can help us to let go of our expectations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A great example of setting a value that allows us to let go of an expectation is washing dishes.
Okay.
When I was younger, I didn't like washing dishes. I don't think anyone does.
I don't. Yeah.
And I changed that because I found value in doing dishes with someone else. So if I was doing dishes with someone else, say either it would be my mom, which was most of the time,
mm-hmm.
I could develop a relationship with them.
Okay.
Because that gave us both a task to work with our hands and gave us a moment to talk, to find out what was going on in both of our lives.
So your focus became on the value of the experience.
Exactly. So when I came back home from, say, going to school, and I see a pile of dirty dishes, I see an opportunity to spend time with my mom.
Okay.
So that value has now replaced an expectation of before.
Right.
Before I had an expectation to come home to a kitchen sink empty with clean dishes in the cupboard. And that's an expectation that if it was fulfilled, I wouldn't have thought anything different. You know, my life would have gone on. I wouldn't have thought anything. But because it was broken, I come home.
You noticed it.
And I noticed it. It's like, why is there so many dishes? Who's dirtying their dishes and not washing them? And I start raving and going through the house, trying to find out who left their dish in the sink, which was most of the time my younger siblings.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, the whole dynamics changed because I was able to set a value in the experience that would happen after that. And then the expectation is no more.
Right. So, because I think that one of the tricky parts of changing some of our belief systems and changing thinking more positively is that we can't just stop a negative thought pattern. You have to replace it with something else.
It's true.
Right. Yeah. So I think that there's a lot of value in putting the focus on the values. What are the things that I value? Can I find something that I value in this experience that then I can let that be my driving force as opposed to putting the focus on the expectation? What do I expect to get out of this? And allow that allows you to let go of the need to feel an expectation for this particular experience.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting.
That's right. It's spot on.
Yeah, that's great. I hadn't really ever thought about it that way. Yeah, wonderful.
Cool. Well, that was it for the podcast today. Thank you guys for listening in. Please subscribe on iTunes. Leave a comment. What they don't call it a comment, a review. There, yeah. Leave a review on iTunes and look forward to next week's episode.
All right. Thanks, guys.